bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, August 29th, 2018, and this is episode 1623 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
And today, if you're listening to this, you may have missed an episode because we forgot to post it. So know that, go check your podcast app because you may have a new episode you missed. It was a pretty darn good one we did last week.
One of the best we've ever done.
I know. Amen. Then we forgot.
What did we talk about?
We talked about Disney.
I don't remember exactly.
Was it the parade, the golf cart parade?
No, we talked about that. Was like 3 months ago.
About your trip. I stopped. I don't care about anything
that was
else.
So long
we talked
ago.
About your trip.
We talked about you the entire
that was like
episode.
7 weeks ago.
The dining plans you have, and Terry rolled his eyes at all your character dinings.
Well, that's yeah, right. Dude.
He's
just jealous.
You're just jealous of his characters.
Jealous.
And then Terry is going to Disney World tomorrow.
I am.
Why are you going?
I'm going to Orlando to shoot some footage for The Thing.
Which
and
thing?
Gary Vaynerchuk and Tony Robbins are at the Amway Center tomorrow. So I'm going to.
Oh, that's cool.
Going to that.
Play in arenas. That's crazy.
It's them and then Robert Herjavec.
Do they have like a bingo card every time it's like, they say things
like
next
similar.
Level?
Yes.
There's a drinking game.
Sales.
Yeah, some stuff like
what's,
that.
What's. Oh, give me a word. Starts. I'm trying to think.
Synergy.
Synergy.
No. What?
Resonate.
There's some other ones in there.
Terry, go ahead.
There's a great. Someone has done a great post where they took all of the words that they heard a peep guy say at the airport.
Yeah.
And just made a conversation out of that.
I could do that.
There's a wrestler that has this that is playing that kind of character now. That's a great job. All right, moving on. We're gonna talk about your trip.
No.
So you're going, it's the beginning of Food and Wine, is that right?
Yeah, Food and Wine is, I fly home late Thursday night.
Yeah, it starts the day after this show airs.
Yes, so really just, I'm going to have a little bit of part-time on Wednesday, going to Morimoto's Tuesday and night after the event, and yeah, just Food and Wine, I wanted to be able to, I kind of made my flights work so I could check out the beginning of Food and Wine, and
is anyone playing any concert yet?
Each of the they are, but nobody that.
Let's see who it is.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Blue October.
I like Blue October. Yeah, Tim and I are pretty much the same person.
They
Tim's
the
in
ones,
there giving me the thumbs up.
What
like
was the
October?
One song? What was their big?
Yeah,
single?
Give me. That yeah, one. I know Blue October.
What,
tell me about Blue
what
October.
Was the big single.
She had the. Know, she's beautiful.
He had the. You know, he had the voice though, right? Like the. He has
he the. The 90s voice.
Yes.
The growl.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
What was that song?
I really have no I don't
know. I think weren't they on the what's
huge.
It called soundtrack? The Varsity Blues soundtrack?
Probably.
No.
Who wasn't?
Grease, any particular reason you
I'm just getting amped,
your...
dude. I'm getting amped because we're about to talk about food.
Into the ocean.
And beverages.
Yeah.
Into and, well, I looked
ocean.
At a few of the things
well,
on the
that's walk on.
On the
that's
list.
Walk on the...
I've looked at a few things on the food and wine list, and one is, there's two things that I'm passionate about. One is I cannot believe this is being offered. It makes me so mad. Two, there's another must have. So whenever y'all want me to insert that, y'all just let me know. It's fine.
The music this year at Food and Wine is pretty darn good. Like if I lived in Orlando, I think we talked about this, I would be there.
Or?
Not that good.
Okay.
Close though.
So the first two acts, Blue October and then Tiffany, probably not making the trip out for, but. I've seen Tiffany.
Oh
before.
Come on, dude! You don't think you were alone now?
I don't. I was a little before my time. Okay. Where I care, I've been in the same room with Tiffany a few times. Seems pleasant.
I've been to Tiffany's,
which breakfast at Tiffany's.
Tiffany's.
Deep Blue something is playing.
Ooh,
no, not really. Not really.
That's Deep Blue October.
Yeah.
No, but he went to Tiffany, right? Is that what they call it? What they say?
He went to
he
Tiffany's.
He went to Paris.
He went to Jared,
looking for answers to questions that
he
nobody
went to
knows.
Jared. To Jared and Tiffany. Big jump.
Should have gone to Shane and Company.
Big jump.
But
I
Tiffany
believe.
Is like, you know, jewelry, right?
Yes, high end jewelry.
Good. Yeah.
The little blue box.
I thought it was pink.
No.
You are dumb.
No.
You know nothing.
Amen.
I thought Tiffany
Amen.
Was pink. Didn't
I
know.
I got Amanda. There's like a utilitarian line of Tiffany.
That's what the world
it.
Was asking for.
So I got her like flower pots that are Tiffany blue.
Oh, they also have, I got served this, uh-huh. which says something about me. I'm wearing a Tiffany blue t-shirt today, just as for those of you watching on Facebook. I was looking up baby gifts, like first birthday, like, oh, let's get something special for the baby or for mama. They have a bubble blower wand that's sterling silver.
What?
Tiffany is like $200. Well, you dip in the bubbles.
Line of like
absurdities.
Yeah, of ridiculous things. It's kind of fun. It's worth taking a look
at. And I also, I will admit, I did think about getting it.
So. Yeah, exactly. I think there's like a yo-yo that's like $500, but it's a Tiffany yo-yo, which if I was a big yo-yoer, like our listener Brandon, who ran the Duncan booth at Pleasure Island.
The Duncan booth. Like you talk
how
about
many
it,
times you get dunked?
Buffalo.
How many times you fall in that water, man?
Let's see who else we got. Mercy Me is playing the week of former Night of Joy.
Yeah, because it's like, hey, they're here. We might as well have them do something since we canceled Night of Joy.
I don't know Glass Tiger. Glass Tiger? Anybody? No. Nope.
Nah. It's probably pronounced Tigray.
Taryn Wells.
He was in a band.
Postmodern Jukebox.
He's really great.
Taryn Wells?
Yes.
All right.
Well, Tim, do you remember the name of his band? You do. You remember it?
Tim, do you just want to swap out with me?
Don't say it, Tim.
Also in the Christian realm, but this kid can sing so well. I think it was Lionel Richie just picked him up and said, we're going on tour. Took him out. Like, this kid can sing. He's so awesome. He's a good dude, too.
And you got Postmodern Jukebox, a new to the scene, Vertical Horizon this year.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
You know who I think is one of the most...
I love Vertical Horizon.
That might be close to your dates,
that's
Grace.
Fair. I was about to say, you know who I think is one of the most overrated bands of all time?
Oh, I like Vertical Horizon.
They had a one-hit wonder, Will. They weren't overrated.
People in Orlando were freaking obsessed with Vertical Horizon.
But aren't they from there? I'd say
I think they just feel like Orlando. If you're going to say what sounds like Orlando, it's Vertical Horizon and Michelle Branch. That is Orlando.
I get that.
And specifically Dave Matthews Band.
And Limp Bizkit.
The one record. Crash. Yeah.
Under the Table, Dreamer.
They're from Washington, D.C.
Vertical Horizon was huge in Canada also.
I'm going to go out and lemon sing Everything You Want is one of the top 10 greatest albums of all time.
I'm not going to say that.
When are you there, Grease? Like
contradictory to what I would
top mid-September? 10 greatest albums
September
of all
time.
Stop.
No,
agree. I'm with
he
Will.
Said top 10 greatest albums of all time.
Vertical Horizon.
It's a great record.
It's like the White Album.
Basically.
I used to love that in the Guitar Hero.
Pet Sounds.
I'm really upset.
We got,
Your God is Great off that
Sergeant
record.
Sgt. Pepper. Vertical Horizon, Everything You Want. Baha Men after that.
Terry'd say that they're in the top five best albums of all time.
Where did they rank?
The party was jumping.
Chuck E. Cheese, top 10 pizza establishments in America.
On the pod cruise,
I'm on record.
There was a guy outside of our cruise ship on the pod cruise, like playing like different music, like on a steel drum. And we made a whole storyline of him about how he was in the Baha Men but was kicked out and didn't get the credit for it. He's the one that let the dog out. He did the barking, but like some reason they kicked him out. It was a whole thing. He wasn't on the publishing. So
he was the guy that came. They're like, what animal? Got let out. Was it cats?
Yeah.
No. Dogs, man.
Dogs. Oh, you're
That's
out of the
room. That's the one. We got to get out.
Plain White Tees.
No.
Living Color. Sheila E. Sugar Ray.
Woo.
David Cook. Jeffrey Osborne. New this year. This one's a little weird. Jim Belushi and the Sacred Hearts.
Amen. I'm fine with it. I'm totally fine
Not
with it.
Not the Blues Brothers, which
one
does
One of the
trouble.
Greatest musical moments of my life was in a John Belushi movie or whatever.
This is Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi.
Wait, is it
brother.
Actually him?
Who was in K-9 Cop?
Is it different?
Rin Tin Tin.
No, that's who it was. Yeah.
Rin Tin Tin.
No, but... which
that's Jim Belushi.
Jim?
That's this Belushi, yeah.
Okay, and he was the cop, right? Yes. So when he lets the dog in with the other dog in the car and comes out, and it's just... what's that song?
Bow, bow, bow. Bow.
You're thinking of Turner and Hooch.
Or Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
No, I think Will's right.
No, it's not Turner and Hooch. That's Tom Hanks. I know.
Ooh, yeah.
That's a good movie. It is a great movie.
Love that movie.
That's a different movie. All right, so that was odd. Everclear after that.
Yeah.
Great. Mark Willis. Not really. Or Mark Wills. Not that familiar.
Country?
Air Supply. Mm-hmm. Anderson East.
Bob Wills.
Not sure who Anderson East is. They're new this year.
Anderson East is actually a pretty big band.
Well,
Smash Mouth and Everclear will literally make everyone happy.
Smash Mouth. Probably fun if you're there.
Terry,
why not?
Yeah.
Smash Mouth. Top 10 albums. Go.
No.
All star.
98 degrees.
He acts like that's such an absurd statement.
Golly.
Smash Mouth had more hit singles by far than Vertical Horizon. Like, by a long shot.
Well, yes, of course.
Smash Mouth?
I'm just wondering why they're not in the top 10.
Smash Mouth had Walking in the Sun, All Star.
I'm walking in the sun.
What was
you know
the
that song?
They did the cover something for Shrek.
Another one that sounded like Walking on the Sun, but it wasn't Walking on the Sun.
No, but listen, All Star was such a huge song.
It was a monster.
The entire Vertical Horizon catalog.
Hang on.
It probably, as far as the streams and downloads
we're just talking about
and
hits?
Money.
Yes. If we're talking about a better band, maybe not. But I like Smash. I used to like Smash Mouth. 98 Degrees after that, which again, I've seen them. Not the greatest, but if you're in the area, why not?
Need some Nick Lachey in your life?
The song I was talking about was Then the Morning Comes, which was like walking.
We saw 98 Degrees when we saw was it Boys to Men, 98 Degrees. And the New Kids.
I feel like you saw that Jessica tour like 10 times.
38
We've
special.
Already talked about
Let's get through this.
No,
quick.
I've only. Right, it was on BLT. It's a different tour. Only this tour.
98 Degrees.
They're terrible live.
Follow 98 Degrees. 38 Special. A lot of bands with numbers. the Devin Allman Project, which is Greg Allman's son.
Yeah.
He typically performs with Dickie Betts' son. So I don't know if that's on this tour stop.
They
so.
Call it Allman Betts.
Nope. Kenny G.
Should.
Kenny G.
Kenny G.
Kenny G actually, at Christmas is a crime. Not at Christmas is a crime.
Kenny G.
What's the point?
That's kind of a shocker. Kenny G is playing in the middle of a theme park. Like,
well, I mean, Food and Wine. It makes sense. Kind of jazzy.
No, I get the appeal, but I feel like maybe he's above that.
He can't be like on a big stage.
It's not a big stage.
Okay. No, see, Logan's saying the opposite. Logan
yeah, like
thinks
Kenny G
is
feel like
arena.
He still play like no,
he
but
has
like
ascended.
The Symphony
T-Pac.
Hall.
Yeah,
yeah, T-Pac. Not necessarily
the small
the little
theater.
Epcot.
The
no,
pulp
I mean, if you think about it, it's like bro just has to show up, play his saxophone for a second. He gets probably a week long catered vacation.
Billy
Amen.
Ocean.
Amen. Ooh, Billy Ocean.
Then Starship, which has been there as long as I feel like I've been going to Disney World.
They've been building that city for a while.
Yeah. Hanson's performing on the 29th.
I will say this about Hanson.
Let's hear it.
Oh, God.
If you're going to go see Hanson,
you're not
going to
hear
him,
Bob.
I did it.
No, they do.
They're going to, most of their fans are going to come to all the sets the day you go.
Yeah.
And it's going to be insane.
And that is true that a lot of times they do play essentially a full length show where a lot of bands repeat their show four times. I think Hanson, when I've seen him once, does. Four individual shows,
and
they will put on. So it'll be different songs each time. A lot. Mm-hmm.
I need to go on
it's
record.
Nice, unless you're
saying,
there just for the heck of it, and then it's like,
it's because of their fan base. Their fan
right,
base
so
is
they know
rabid.
It doesn't matter.
And rightfully so.
They're a great
I
band.
I might be one of them. Here's the deal.
Grease has rabies.
They're a great band.
Hanson is one of the top 10 shows I have ever been
phenomenal.
To. They are.
They're
and they sell
so
they're your
flawless.
Vertical Horizon.
They
yes.
sell.
They are.
They sell cans of beer while you're there. Food one.
They are
the
flawless
hops.
And incredible.
Yeah, they sell their beer usually typically during it. They'll do presentations. You can also go see.
Yeah, nice. three car garage beer or something like that.
Hop beer.
Oh, is that it? Oh, never mind.
They're
much about their label, I guess.
High Valley. I don't know who that is. Taylor Dane.
Oh, Samantha did the hair for High Valley.
What?
It's two brothers. They're a country act. And
all right.
Samantha was the hairstylist of one of the two brothers.
Like
her
my
video
wife.
Shoot?
Or just
no,
period?
No, like
two brothers.
That's
one
who, before
one
he'd
gray.
Go on tour, he would come to Samantha and get his hair done for the tour. Like she was his hairstylist.
Stop it.
And now she's no longer doing hair. And so she doesn't do his hair anymore. But I know who they are because of that. It's fine.
Did, a better story would have been like if they like ended up knocking on your door
did,
like, Samantha. Yeah.
Need the hair.
Dude,
you're the
I
only
know
one that can do it. We need you.
Did one brother wear blue and one wore gray?
What?
Was anybody dressed up as a ranch bottle?
That's a Disney. That's if you go see the that's American Adventure. Out. One wore blue and one wore gray. One,
it's a Civil
War
reference.
Song. Yeah. Boys to Men, the Hooters, and Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
How many people do you think are going to go see the Hooters thinking they're going to see Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yeah.
This is not Let Her Cry. I don't know the song.
They're known for their song. Usually it says that on here. They didn't do that this year.
Known for their song, Let Her Weep.
Let it burn. Let it burn.
Hold All her right. foot.
Little foot.
Hold her foot.
I think it's a little
foot's
performing.
There all the time.
All right, that's it. That's who's performing. So Terry's going, though. And he's going the day Blue October, so he's probably not going to go see them. But did you do any of like dining packages, whatever? You just showing up and going,
I'm just showing up,
flying by the seat.
Chances are,
well, you've said in previous times, like the value is not there to get the booklet, essentially.
What?
Oh, to get the little the pass,
the get the pass thing.
And we do typically is if we do gifts, like we did it for Dylan, who works here. Like we gave him like they have little tiny gift cards you can wear on your wrist. And that's probably usually better unless you're going to do these very specific things because it wasn't like it was like a specific dollar value regardless.
Yeah, and so I ended up giving mine
to me, and even me, it was like I felt bad changing it for certain things because it's just not a great deal. If you're only buying alcohol, it may be a good deal, but
right. What I don't understand is like why can't Disney understand like the whole meal buying value thing?
Yeah, like that it should be a deal.
It's like look.
Because people still buy it.
Right.
I know, but not, so I mean, I don't know a ton of people that are doing money. Dining plan. I don't know a ton.
But I feel like
it's known that it's not a deal. Like, it's borderline.
It's known within the community it's not a deal.
And even
however, you have to remember that there are millions of people that go to Disney that are just going to Disney and they see dining plan and they're like, we should probably do that. It makes it easy.
It's probably sometimes cheaper. You do it just because you don't want to worry about it. Because it's just
I understand that. It is easy. It's just on paper, sometimes you lose money.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
we don't ever do the dining plan.
I just don't understand for food and wine, like why do they just not have a package that you know you can go there and enjoy it and you're done?
I don't understand why there's not a VIP.
Like all you care to eat for.
Because it would be absurd how expensive it is.
Well, that's fine, but at least.
It would be $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
Why?
To make it worth it for them? Because you go and you get like five things and you spend $200 and you only bought five things. If you were to get something where it was all you can eat or all you care to eat or whatever you want to call it at an event like that,
these items are $40 a piece.
There are things that are like 15 to 20. Most things are like 15 to 20. It's expensive.
No.
The ones I go to, the things I'm ordering.
7 to 10.
They're expensive. Anyhow, it's real easy to rack up a bill.
15,
it's
going
for them to say you can just go at your will. One, also because the lines would then be absurd too. And they're already absurd. To get food, you have to wait forever in these lines to get to a kiosk. Mm. And so it would jam up the lines even worse if there are all these people that are going to stop at every single kiosk instead of picking and choosing. And so that's one reason, and it would have to be really expensive for it to be worth it for them to be able to say that.
Hey, well, guess what? If you buy a gift card, put $250 on it, you'll receive a special lanyard.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, golly, and you're already paying for the dang ticket to get in there.
In a carrying sleeve.
You're paying for a ticket to go into a very crowded park. Where you will be standing in line to eat.
Not every day and not at every spot.
Which is
honestly,
why
the more,
most
the better,
days.
The good things you have to wait in line
which
for.
Which is why in all
or the
honest,
worst things. A lot of times it's like, oh, Greece, it's going to be very good, but it's like it's stuff you can get literally anywhere.
Normal
if
stuff.
If you get to go for like the weirder stuff, it's sometimes not as bad. It's like, yeah, that's the weird part about food and wine. It's like for people who want to know that it's out there but not be adventurous.
Yeah.
You know, it's odd.
In all honesty, I will probably find myself tasting a few things and then going, you know what? I'm going to go to La Cava. I'm going to go to the wine bar in Italy. And
that's what we did.
Get out of the crowd.
We ended up going into the wine bar.
I'm already sick of this show.
Why?
Why are you being like that?
I feel like everyone's angry. Everyone's upset.
Nobody's actually having good. Really good discussion for once.
I feel great.
Then you can leave.
Logan is
go listen to Vertical Horizon by yourself.
I do that already. Is that Vertical? That's not Vertical, is it?
That is Vertical.
I have seen this.
Right, that's why they're so terrible.
I have seen
terrible.
This.
No, me singing that was terrible.
It seems to be the rage of the internet. It's a Guinness and Bailey's shake at the Ireland.
Oof.
What do you mean by shake?
So it's like an Irish car bomb with
ice cream.
That sounds horrendous. Like typically you want to drink that as fast as possible.
You drinking that and then walking around in the heat and just being like, I hate myself.
Yeah. I would certainly try it.
Guys,
Terry,
we have
I'm
to talk
trying
about food.
Yep. Okay, I'm here.
Because
on
I'm looking at this stuff and I don't know if I'm getting happy or mad. Actually,
yeah,
I'm getting more mad.
He's getting angry. I think the anger
is feeling. Why don't you lead us?
Okay, angry.
I don't want to
right
anymore.
Out of the gate. Hawaii, right? Located in the Showcase Plaza. Food. Let me just, I will read this. I don't even have to show you the picture.
I thought we were supposed to tell Terry what we wanted him to try.
I want him to try this to see if it's as really bad as it looks. This looks like
oh, the spam thing, huh?
Dog food with a little bit
I'm
of
not eating the spam thing.
Spicy, oh, it's Hawaii. Spicy, yeah. Hawaii is all about spam.
Love with a little
spam.
Bit of glaze or something on it. Teriyaki glaze spam hash with potatoes, peppers, onions, and spicy mayonnaise.
I bet
mayonnaise.
It's good.
Oh, I bet it's terrible.
No, I bet it's good.
It's not
hash
good.
In Hawaii. Amen. They know what they're doing.
I'd eat it.
Another thing that makes me so mad. Germany. Guess what? One of the items you can pay over for in Germany.
A hot dog.
It's a glorified hot dog. It is a pretzel roll with a bratwurst on it.
Now
and that's it.
Because
what do you mean a little mustard?
It? Because it, well, it says like in the bun.
Oh, okay, in it.
That
roast
looks like a
bratwurst in a pretzel roll.
It does look like a ripoff.
It has a smidge of mustard in it, and I don't see any cheese. I don't see any pepper. I don't see anything.
Yeah, Germans don't typically put cheese on their hot dogs, Grease.
I am saying.
Sounds like a Grease thing.
Man, this country doesn't even know how to make a hot dog right.
Now, look.
Now, for the record, because we are a transparent podcast.
What?
Can you see me?
We are transparent.
We're ghosts.
I don't know about that.
We're all dead. I mean, I hide a lot of things.
Yeah, sometimes we
Grease
don't tell them what they want to
hear. Literally doing the review just on the pictures that he sees.
Yeah.
Terry, that well, I mean, like,
haven't been.
Because why on God's green earth are you going to put something up that doesn't look good?
The hot dog, which is
that's
not
on the
transparent,
Disney
looks
Park.
Like a ripoff.
Yeah, let me go ahead and tell you what
hot dog. That's
presenting
it to look like.
Let me go ahead and tell you what hot dog does look good. This is in the American Adventure. And this is a New England lobster roll. It's warm lobster with fresh herb mayonnaise and
that,
griddled
that
roll.
That was on my list, yeah.
I've had that before, and that
Must
is fantastic.
That looks good.
Have... This is probably going to be your $15 item.
Yeah, this is why Will is the advice I'm going to take because Will is going to pick the. Will's going to skip over the
hot dog,
the average,
yeah,
and then he's just going to make me spend $15. But it's going to be
yeah, maybe great. It's just because I only buy the $15 items because they're legit. Yeah. Like that lobster roll is not going to be cheap. I guarantee.
No, it's not going to be cheap. So that's the one thing I want, and then the one thing I definitely won't have, and then the one that makes me mad that they're even offering a brat on a bun.
Beautiful.
I've never had anything from the Germany Pavilion ever. When it comes to food and wine,
pay a ticket, come stand in line, overpay for a bratwurst and a bun.
Yeah, man. But what if you have a kid with you that just wants a hot dog, and so you get them that, and you're getting other good things?
If they like hot dogs and they bite into a bratwurst, they will literally. Question you for the rest of their life. It is nothing like
maybe,
a hot dog.
Maybe they'll say, why did you give me this wonderful gift?
Yeah.
You really do love
How
me.
About this? I love food and wine. Man. They have elevated hot dogs.
How about this Ooh. One? I'm going to go with this one. This is in Islands of the Caribbean, which is kind of a weird one also. Jerk spice chicken lollipop.
It's probably like a lollipop, like a lamb chop.
I know, but why we got to call it a lollipop?
Because that's what it's called.
I'm definitely having the lamb chop in Australia. That's always
the loaded. Now in Greece, there is the loaded Greek nachos, which lose me at one point.
You keep saying
pita
Greece,
chips.
And I think you're like mispronouncing Greece.
Vegan tzatziki and sausage crumbles, but they're meatless sausage.
Mm. Impossible crumbles.
Still bleeds.
They have an impossible slider.
We went to a restaurant, this would be a sidebar, a few weeks back, and one of our friends here ordered the impossible burger. They say, which is vegan, if you don't know. And the waiter turned to him and goes, how would you like it cooked? He said, this is it's a vegan burger. And he goes, yeah, but it still bleeds, though.
And that's the thing.
It's disgusting.
And they have the Impossible Burger sliders here at Food & Wine. It's like it's taken the nation
by storm.
I'll
probably end up at Food & Wine at some point over the next month just because I'll be going down for the horror nights. But I'm trying to see if there's anything that jumps out, man.
I have a couple things, guys.
Go.
All right. So I think you should go by the Brazil Pavilion and get the crispy pork belly with black beans, tomato, and onions. That sounds really good. I had the New England lobster roll on there as well. But I also like, and this is like relatively newer. Like it used to almost only be countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now they kind of have like styles of cooking.
Yes.
And they've done this for a few years, but this is, it's still kind of new to me. I like the flavors from Fire, which is like a barbecue type pavilion. One, they have a beverage on there. Don't know what it's going to be, but I want you to go get it. It's called Swine Brine.
Mm. And it has Jim Beam.
And it has Jim Beam in it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is. Even if you just go find out what it is.
What is brine?
Brine is like salty brine. It's like a liquid. if you brine meats like barbecue and stuff like that, you'll sometimes brine it. It's kind of like marinating it, but it's normally just like a saline
solution.
I just
thought it was a lazy way to say brine.
They had this last year at a
Brine.
Hey, Brian. Hey, man, you seen Brian?
That's but my uncle's they name. Also, at the Flavors from Fire, have a charred chimichurri skirt steak with smoked corn cake and pickled vegetable slaw and cilantro aioli, which sounds really good. So those are my suggestions. Hopefully others have good ones.
I have one suggestion to piggyback off of your gym
piggyback
beam.
Off the swine brine?
The swine brine?
Yeah. See what I did there?
Yeah. Well piggyback played. Off the swine.
Quit hogging the comedy.
In a future world west.
Why are you being so jerky today?
There's going to be a liquid nitro chocolate almond truffle with warm whiskey caramel. You have to get this for me. Look at this picture. Yes, it was based off the picture. I don't care, Terry.
Yeah, I saw that. That did look good.
That doesn't look good?
That did look good.
Oh, that did look good.
So follow up on the swine brine. It features Evan Williams bourbon.
That was last year. This year's Jim Beam.
So we'll get Jim Beam instead. Dijon mustard, apple cider, lemon juice, a whole piggy wing.
What?
Yeah.
What's a piggy wing?
I had the piggy wing last year.
What?
It's okay.
I don't want that.
Why not?
Why on God's green earth they put the... They put it over the beverage?
Uh-huh.
So
that's weird.
I'd drink this.
That's no different than like a Bloody Mary with a bunch of stuff on top of it.
Yes, there is. That is salty, greasy meat falling into your beverage.
At Morton's, they do a like a Kobe beef stick that they stick in their old-fashioned.
I've had a bacon old-fashioned, and that was not great. I'm just saying, why we don't need to be putting meats in our...
They did say that basically there is, it's kind of like a lightly carbonated sweet and sour mix with no noticeable flavor of bourbon whatsoever.
Mm. Yeah, basically said it's like apple cider and bourbon, which I do love.
Hey, try it if you get to it. If not, sorry.
You're going to do the lobster roll. I know you love lobster rolls.
I love some lobster rolls.
I want to hear about that one because I feel like
the
I'd love that.
Some of these things they've had for years and just kind of like, oh, let's put a dill relish on it this year. You know, they just kind of change, like they change the bourbon on this piggy swine or, you know, like it's a.
Probably whoever they get to sponsor it because it says featuring instead of doing a.
Yeah.
How about in Spain, you can get charcuterie in a cone.
Oh, yeah.
In a cone?
No. No, it's not a cone.
I had that last year.
It
that
says
was good.
In cone.
What was the seafood thing that was on there that had like tons of shrimp?
I'm looking at that. That is a
paella.
Seafood salad with shrimp, bay scallops, mussels, extra virgin olive oil. It looks very good.
Yeah, but it's like it's a ton of seafood in that cup. Yeah, it was a lot.
The charcuterie in a cone. I just want like is it an edible cone? We're talking about a bread cone?
Ye old bread cone.
Disney does like their bread cones.
All right. Hey, Matt Lott, what you got?
It all looks great. I'm looking through here. Let me finish. Looking through here. I really like the one you were recommending from the Future World West, all of the flavors from Fire. All of that stuff looks really good to me. So I don't know.
I did last year that one. I did the piggy wings and the smoked corned beef, I believe. Both were solid.
It looks overwhelming to me. There's so many options. I've never been to Food and Wine, so granted, I would get down there and just have a great time.
It's fun.
It looks overwhelming, like I said. I would not go for the hot dog because that does look like a ripoff, but again, the lobster roll looks great.
Is the Glowing Pavilion back this year? I don't see a glow dot anywhere.
I don't see that anywhere. That was really popular, so I don't know why they wouldn't
Are they doing the beer tent in that like kind of abandoned pavilion?
In Odyssey? That's normally where they do the...
Yeah.
Where the good bathrooms are.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Next to Mexico. I always love the croissants. They're one of the croissant with escargots in them. Escargots. I totally read that like Greasewood.
Mm-hmm. Escargots.
But the old escargots.
Yeah, I have a funny story about pronunciation that I won't share because everybody knows it. Whatever.
What?
You bubble tea.
Everybody knows that I have issues with pronunciation, Matt. Lot. And I'm not gonna indulge in that story.
You almost made it through that sentence.
Hey, quick question. Does anybody know how much the deluxe package is?
Hummus
for
fries?
Food and Wine?
Did somebody put that in the chat?
Yeah,
there?
What that's what I mean? I was gonna investigate it because
Nicole says if you get deluxe, it's almost all you can eat.
Yes.
How much does it cost? Like $1,000?
That's what I was gonna try to look up, but I can't figure it out.
And Jeffrey backs up the meal plan thing. He says the only good thing about the meal plan is it's prepaid. I don't have to worry about my budget while I'm there.
The only good thing.
See that but for me, though,
he did have to worry about his budget
beforehand.
6 months before.
Right.
That's the thing with me. It's like if I had it set back and I had the meal plan, I feel like the whole time I'd be going, gosh, how much money did I spend on this meal plan?
You know exactly how much, though.
And then the whole time you're kind of like, am I using it properly?
Yeah,
like,
then
every meal
you're trying to maximize, right, and then it becomes like a game.
I don't want
to
start
eating too much food.
Instead of just spending as much money as you can.
You know what is fun? Obviously, we talk about this every year, is that the Festival Center, actually this time, back in Future World East, back in the old...
Wonders of Life Pavilion again?
In the Wonders of Life Pavilion. I had a brain fart there. According to the photo, I could be wrong, but the photo is of the Wonders of Life Pavilion, which I believe they had moved a lot of things out of there, but it appears to be back in there. So tell me if I'm wrong, but that's what it looks like. So you do have the opportunity to go in there for the rare occasion that you get to see what used to be.
Nice.
Our listener, Anne-Marie, has done the deluxe plan. She said it was way too much food and she'll never do it again. I still don't know how much it costs.
I don't know exactly what the deluxe plan is.
I think it's like $1,000.
I can't believe
I really want it to be $1,000.
Their website for this is so bad.
Are we talking about like the deluxe meal plan?
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, there's a deluxe. Oh, I thought it was an add-on just for food and wine.
No, yeah.
I was gonna say, I don't think that's a thing.
Oh, okay. So they were, never mind.
Oh, then if it's a meal plan, it is definitely over $1,000.
Well, it's all right.
So Terry, what do you want to eat? What's your guarantees?
The escargots are always 100%. I'm definitely going to do those. Last year they had like
I love escargot.
A sushi like cone that was pretty good. I don't know if they're doing the salmon BLT sushi roll. That was really good last year. I'm all about some of Will's suggestions there with the lobster rolls. I always at least get one of the lamb chops.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you feel so Flintstone to be walking around the park with a bone, and even though it's the size of a quarter versus the size of a car.
The piggy wings.
Did you guys
like that
know
too.
That there's a
Fred Flintstone drama? Theory,
about
they fired Fred Flintstone.
What?
There's a theory about the Flintstones.
Yeah.
That it's post-apocalyptic.
No way.
Yeah.
What? That turns things around.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good.
It takes place after the Jetsons.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. We gotta go back and rewatch the whole thing.
You know who didn't think that? Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
I don't know.
R.I.P.
Yeah, I do.
I thought it was Hanna-Barbera.
I know.
Spoiler alert, Logan.
I thought it was Hanna-Barbera.
It's Hanna-Barbera. She was a nice lady.
Why did you say Barbera?
Stop it. Hanna-Barbera.
He's in no mood for your shenanigans today.
I am asking for real because my entire childhood memory
Everybody
relies
here
on
knows
this.
That you're terrible at pronouncing things.
It's Hanna-Barbera.
Really? Like for real?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, always been Hanna-Barbera.
They audibly said it on some shows. Hanna-Barbera.
Now, in your defense, it's not like it's spelled that much differently than Barbara.
It's Barbara.
It's Barbera.
Have we shifted
William
into
Hannah,
the darker
Hannah,
timeline?
Joseph Barbera. It's not two women, Hannah and Barbera. It is William Hannah, Joseph Barbera. George Sidney, also, was one of the founders. He gets no love.
Fact of the matter is, if it was a Disney
Light
cartoon,
Lab is back, Logan.
Oh, that's what it's called.
It's in Future World West.
Yeah.
I feel like here's my take
go on.
On.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my overall take on food mm-hmm. and wine. The bummer about it is that you're not going to get to go and experience the food in the best way if there's a big artist playing or a bigger artist, nostalgic artist.
Well, honestly, those actually can work towards your favor because they're sucking up large, massive.
That's a good call.
It's mainly just, it's really busy on weekends. So there are times, through most of the season, now they've extended how long it goes, because it didn't used to be this early.
It used to start at the very end.
Of September.
And go 6 weeks through the second weekend of November.
Yeah, right before Christmas stuff started.
And so, a few years ago, they brought it like to the beginning of September, and now it's just...
Like Horror Nights. They just keep moving it up and up.
I mean, 4th of July.
Spinning.
Yep.
All right, so how many sets does the artist typically do?
No one complains about that. Everyone always complains about Halloween. No one's ever like, No, we're already celebrating 4th of July.
What happened?
It's only June. You never hear anyone say that.
That's true.
You do hear people say that for every other holiday, but not like, come on, we got to get through Memorial Day first.
Wait, do they celebrate 4th of July in early June?
No,
they don't actually do that, Logan. That's why no one complains about it.
Yeah, they start hanging up patriotic things.
They like don't do a 4th of July parade and an extra don't do event on
I'm talking
June
about
the
normal
2nd.
Life. I'm not talking about at Disney.
Like, you're talking about Halloween is like, bleed over.
They're already talking about Halloween. It's July. No one's ever like, it's May. Why are we talking about the 4th of July?
Because most people aren't.
It was a joke.
I know, and it fell flat, Logan.
You know what? I hate the show.
I can tell.
I'm done with it.
All right. That's going to do it for this week on WDW Today.
No one's nice to me anymore.
You have been attacking us for our engagement with one another.
Well, this is how it ends.
I love this kayfabe fight
it's
we're
been
having.
A long December.
You know what would make this better? We had some chicken dumplings with Chinese slaw.
They do look good.
The China Pavilion.
This looks like pot Hey-o. Stickers.
I will say something that one of our listeners reached out on Twitter and asked us to do, and I immediately said no.
Tell them, Terry.
And then their instant response was, "Well, talk the grease into it."
Oh, okay. Yeah, I will say this. Yeah, Terry, by the way, is running our Twitter account now at WDW Today Podcast. So if you're tweeting, it's not me. It's Terry. So tread lightly.
Terry,
so,
you're running the Twitter?
Let's see where this goes.
Man, I got to start following our Twitter.
So they wanted.
He's just going to troll.
You want 40,000 people that are on there? That's a big account.
Yeah, they wanted me to do what's called the Chicken Guy Challenge. I believe he's listening to. I think it's Alex that's listening
the
today.
The Chicken Guy Challenge?
The Chicken Guy?
Yeah, literally the grossest thing ever. Alex, one of our listeners.
Literally the grossest thing ever. I'm preparing myself.
I can think of some pretty gross things.
They want
you to. Vertical Horizon.
They want you to drink all of the sauces from Chicken Guy and then go to the void.
What is Chicken Guy?
It's Guy Fieri's, you know, we're going to go to Flavortown.
Oh, God, I love Guy Fieri.
I got to meet Guy Ferrari.
You have to drink the sauces.
That's Eddie Maserati.
Yeah, different guy.
There's Eddie Maserati, which is also at Downtown Disney Springs. So you're talking about Guy Fieri.
Fieri, yes.
Not Guy Ferrari. Or oh. Guy Fieri.
And Grease knows.
Three steps back and how
he
to mispronounce
Guy
Fieri. Guy
Fiero, which is this dude from back in his hometown that has like a, it's like cool, a Chinese-Mexican restaurant blend thing. It's
fusion.
Terrifying.
Fusion.
No. Who's the guy that has
there?
The burgers on the Carnival
Guy
Cruise
Fieri.
Lines? And that's the same guy we're talking about?
Yep. Yes. He has
okay,
a new.
Okay, I love that guy.
The lead singer of Smash Mouth.
Yeah. Yes. He does look like. Now, hey, question. You have to drink the sauces?
He's also the Insane
sauces?
Clown Posse. He's also.
Why do you have to drink them?
This is wonderful.
Like, can I just try all of them? Yes. Are they really hot?
No, you got to drink them.
You got to drink them. That was a challenge.
That's a stupid challenge. Who would come up with?
No, there was something
like,
else. I feel like
can you physically drink a sauce?
Didn't he say, and then you go do the void?
Then do the void, yeah.
Then the void.
They like, I feel like if I try
so
to
you
drink
actually are inducing vomit.
Like, that's what it is. It's like, I've confused my gut so much, and then I'm going to go confuse my brain with VR. Like, I'm going to throw up on the person next to me's shoes.
I thought
that looks like a stormtrooper currently, but his shoes are actually just some Keds.
If you threw up at the right moment in the void, it would kind of work with what you're seeing. You just have to time it right.
I thought about taking my 4-year-old with me to do the void if they allow it, just to have her mind blown.
Because can you imagine? That's not like I don't know that you want to do that to your child. Like, are you willing to accept the charges of the therapy later?
Well, I like that. That's like if they're calling from prison, the way you said that.
No,
will you accept the charges?
I mean, I get a lot of late night prison calls from Greece.
That happened to me 2 nights ago. I sat down and picked up. I was in up in these situations.
She already has issues with what's real. Like, I'm at work and we've got like this camera in her playroom and like she'll like talk to me on it and wave. And so then I'd pull it up on my phone and I'd talk back to her.
She thinks she's in the house.
She tells Alexa to play whatever song she wants and turn off lights.
The Baby Horizon Shark song. Probably. It's real popular right now.
Baby Shark. Is it really?
Oh, it's like a viral sensation.
Baby Shark. Everywhere.
Baby Shark.
It's a different tune, though.
Yeah.
It's
with the... What's the group that does it? They're like the Bouncers or something?
I don't know. Pink Fong, I think, had the first viral video of it, but now it's kind of spread. Like, you can go see... I think Flo Rida did a show the other night, and he broke it out. Like, the whole crowd went crazy and did it.
Okay, that might be the best thing
it
ever.
Is a
Flo Rida
tune.
Tune, Baby Shark. Sounds pretty
cool. What is the tune? There's a new tune.
It's not do 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 do.
No, because Johnny learned
it. Baby.
This
new
one.
The new one.
The new
one.
He doesn't know the old one.
It's Baby Shark. Do 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 do.
That's the old one.
It's similar.
Oh, you have a different inflection?
Yeah, it is.
It's like, it's like ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, let me find the Baby Shark. I'm afraid if I play it, then it'll...
Sharks pushing down on me, pushing down on you.
Have y'all heard Ludacris do
Baby Shark?
Llama Llama Red Pajama?
Yes.
It is the best thing on the internet. If you have kids and you've read the book Llama Llama Red Pajama, you must look up Ludacris's version.
If we get shut down on the live feed, you'll hear this on the podcast. That happened once we played Train. Pat Monahan came and slapped us down.
This is it. This is the one.
There's a dance track to it?
What is this?
It's a whole new game.
I'm afraid we're
going
to get shut down.
Stupid.
Nope. I hope we get shut down.
It's a modern version.
Should get shut down.
I like it.
A modern version of a children's song. It's like, what do you want? The itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout.
It's kind of dance-ish.
And they removed the scary parts. They don't. You no longer get killed and go to heaven and praise Jesus.
Well, that's only at youth camp.
Oh, that's the version I learned.
Right.
Not me, man.
After the dad shark eats the mama shark?
Go and swim and
no, the dad
shark. Attack.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
We learned
it. Cut that version.
That's
a politically correct shark attack.
Go to heaven, praising Jesus.
See, I never...
The CPR.
Yeah, that's really disturbing.
It's real. It's not working.
I totally didn't know this version. I love it.
That's the only version there was. What'd you stop at?
Just there were sharks swimming?
That's the traditional phrasing.
I stopped at the shark attack.
My church camp was different. We went to a different place upon death. It was terrifying.
Oh, it was a hell house.
Yeah. You're not a Christian.
It was a judgment house.
Are you a liar? And then it got
well,
worse.
Well, on that note,
before we wrap
I'm
up,
definitely geared up for food and wine now.
Before we wrap good. Up, can Will and food I just wine. Say thank you to all of the people who came out of Southern Whiskey Society? Because there's a lot of listeners.
Some good WDW today, folks.
It nice. Was a blast. Mm-hmm. So much fun. Hopefully we'll see you next year. But you guys are great.
All right, enjoy your Baby Shark.
That's going to do it this week on episode 1623 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Angry Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
Remember when you were the Nature Boy?
Woo!
People got real mad.
Snakes.
I'm Matt Lott.
Have to be snakes.
I'm Matt Lott.
Grease. Signing off.
And we'll see you when we see you.
Baby. Do-do-do-do-do-do, Baby Shark. Do-do-do-do-do-do, Baby Shark.
Oh, do you remember Grandpa?
Down the side of the world, you know. If I'm an or the other, less chance you will suffer.